Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hi, welcome back to the Valley of the Sun, Surprise, Arizona. Final few days for your boy out here. I'll be back this weekend. I'll be back out at Kauffman Stadium next week. And then Thursday, I'll be bringing you the on-deck show, the post-game show. Hopefully a victorious post-game show as Cole Ragans and Pablo Lopez meet up at the Gay. Speaking of Cole Ragans, again, if you missed that interview, you can find it on the All Things Vern podcast feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search All Things Vern, you know, subscribe and download and all that stuff that we are just so very desperate. I am so very desperate for you to do. I'm not too embarrassed to say, I'm not too prideful to say I'm desperate for you to do it. But hey, you want to show me some love? That is really the only way to do it. Cole Ragans, Kyle Isbell, James MacArthur, if you missed any of those interviews or really any of the conversations I've had throughout the spring, they're all right there. MJ Melendez, Matt Quatrero, JJ Piccolo, Hunter Renfro, Michael Massey, everybody on the team, I've talked to them all. Even the ones that didn't make it on the air, the Spanish-speaking guys, Nelson Velasquez, Freddie Fermin, Michael Garcia, Dairo and Blanco, Salvador Perez, chatted with them all. You can find it all right there. All Things Vern podcast. Michael Waka, Brady Singer, Alec Marsh, Drew Waters, the bullpen coach, the hitting coach, they're all there. Still coming up, we'll hear from Bobby Witt Jr. Again, Cole Ragans said the mustache may return, but the mullet likely not. If you haven't seen Cole Ragans' mullet that he was rocking in Double A, go check it out. It's a thing of beauty. What would you guys put the over-under on All-Stars for the Royals in 2024? Over-under 1.5 or 2.5? What's the line on that? Bobby's an All-Star. It really comes down to, can Salvi do it again? Can Cole Ragans do it this season? I think the over-under might be 1.5. There's no doubt about, barring injury, Bobby Witt Jr. is going to be at the Midsummer Classic this season. Text line's always open for you, 913-586-7610. Again, 913-586-7610. And the reason why I'm so confident that Bobby will be representing the Royals at the All-Star game is because, man, that drive to the ballpark this season, it's got to be so much easier. Right, I talk about that a lot. I've spoken on that for years now on 610. Dating back to my first year, when the front office re-signed Jeremy Guthrie and traded for Wade Davis and James Shields and brought in Irvin Santana, when they made sure that Mike Moustakas and Eric Hosmer and Alcides Escobar and Salvador Perez and Alex Gordon, Billy Butler, when they made sure that a losing mentality didn't infiltrate that clubhouse and those players' minds. I have a lot of respect for Whit Merrifield and Brad Keller, Nicky Lopez and Hunter Dozier. But they got beaten down by the losing, and I understand why. I certainly would have. I would not have lasted as long as Whit Merrifield did. Would not have lasted as long as Brad Keller did. And it's my opinion that guys like Vinny and Massey and MJ and Isbell and Bobby, they were certainly not embracing the losing. No, they were fighting it, but you can only fight for so long. You need to go out and make sure that these guys don't finally lay down their arms and say, all right, fine. We accept that this is a losing organization. We understand that this is a losing organization. And we've sadly come to expect that this is a losing organization. I think that happened to the past era, that past group, the Mondesi, the Solaire, that group that we thought was about to click in 2019. You know, so the reason why I think Bobby's an all-star this year is because you've seen Bobby press in April's past. Right after that great opening day, he started to grip it a little bit tighter because didn't have the talent around him, didn't have the talent in the pitching staff, and certainly last year. Man, last year at this time, I was as dismayed, downtrodden as I've ever been in this role. Last year at this time, I knew they were going to stink out loud because they didn't have the pitching. So imagine being Bobby or MJ or even Salvi driving to the ballpark going, okay, we got to put 7 runs on the board tonight to even have a chance. We got to capitalize on every single scoring chance we get or else we're going to lose. I mean, shoot, it wasn't that long ago that I was sitting right here saying, boys, if Salvi doesn't do damage every game, then damage isn't going to be done. So sure, there's some reinforcements for the offense. Vinny is back. Hunter Renfro's here. But I think that drive to the ballpark now is, you're turning the radio up a little bit louder if you're Bobby. You got the windows down if you're MJ Melendez. You're stepping on the gas pedal a little bit harder if you're Salvador Perez because you know Cole's on the mound, Brady's on the mound, Michael Wacha, Seth Lugo's on the mound. It's a little bit easier knowing, man, if we can just scratch across 4, maybe 5 runs, they're going to make that hold up. You remember that statistic that Ryan and Hud and Fizz and Stu used to always bring up, the 4 or more. If the Royals score 4 or more runs, they're like 80-3 because of that dominating bullpen and the stability in the rotation. So that comes up in my conversation with Adam Frazier, who's 10 years now in the big leagues. Adam Frazier, of course, reunited with his former college teammates, former Mississippi State standouts, Hunter Renfro and Chris Stratton. But like I mentioned, going into the break, some of those new teammates have to feel his breath on their necks. Guys like Michael Massey at second base or MJ Melendez in left field. If you falter early at the beginning of the season when we desperately need you, Frazier's going to take those at-bats because, again, we're throwing you into the deep end. Don't drown. That's the goal. Don't drown in the first 6 weeks. Backstroke, breaststroke, doggy paddle, do what you got to do. Survive the deep end. So as I sat down with Adam Frazier, I wanted to begin there, but I ended up getting sidetracked because I'm a baseball nerd. Well, first of all, let me ask you guys, do you know who Bill Mazeroski is? Anybody listening? Anybody here? Do you guys know? You do? Okay. Bill Mazeroski is a Hall of Fame second baseman for the Pittsburgh Pirates, hit the game-winning home run in the 1960 World Series to beat the Yanks. Yogi Berra watching it fly over the left field wall. They always said Bill Mazeroski had the quickest turn at second base, quickest turn of anybody ever. That's why he's in the Hall of Fame, the home run and the great defense. Turns out, the Pirates Hall of Famer, second baseman, Bill Mazeroski, his son is the scout that signed Adam Frazier. So a son of a Pirates Hall of Fame second baseman identified the future Pirates All-Star second baseman. So I had to start there. I thought that was too cool.
Yeah, Darren Mazeroski. I guess he watched me a lot in college. Probably came to watch Renfro, actually, and liked me a little bit. So the Pirates drafted me, yeah.
Were you a... You got to be a baseball nerd, I would think, to be that age and understand who Bill Mazeroski was. But that's pretty neat for the son of a Hall of Fame second baseman to go out and identify you as a guy that would ultimately become an all-star second baseman yourself.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Darren's awesome, too. I knew who Bill was just from the highlights, I guess. And I'm not a baseball junkie by any means, but I pay attention and love the game growing up, love watching the game. Yeah, and then Bill would be around during spring training a lot, or I guess most of my time in Pittsburgh. So it was cool to just pick his brain a little bit and talk to him, and then kind of have that connection because he knew his son drafted me. So it was pretty cool. Got a jersey from him and all that, so I still hear from Darren once or twice a year, so it's cool.
I've always heard he has like the quickest turn at second base. Did he drop any knowledge to
Yeah,
you?
He always said the feet, and I agreed with him, and then they kind of changed the rule. So once they changed that rule, it made it a lot tougher. You couldn't use the feet to use the rhythm. So, you know, they kind of kill your feet by making you stay on the bag, you know, with the replay stuff. So we had to find a new way to make the turn. So, you know, the first year of the being on the bag, I got banged a few times, and that was always tough. But, yeah, Bill was he still had it. You know, he's, I don't know how old he is now, but he would demonstrate in spring, and it was fun to watch.
Maybe it's just SEC, but I feel like SEC guys, and this is probably wrong, but enjoy the physicality. What do you think of the way that baseball has made it safer for players, but taking that aspect out?
Yeah, definitely. I guess a little more hard-nosed coming up through college with that. And then, you know, you see all the old clips and stuff from the big leaguers, you know, just diving through each other. And being a second baseman, I mean, I'm not really a fan of that. So it's good. You know, I like the neighborhood rule, but no, it is what it is, yeah. I guess. Yeah. Makes it easier. You still got to get up in the air, otherwise your knee's going to get, you know, taken out on a close one. So yeah, it's made it more safe, but I feel like there could still be a little more, you know, coming into the bag with an intent than, you know, because it kind of takes away that art piece of the game of getting the ball to the second baseman on time to where he can make a good throw to first instead of, you know, making it bang, bang, and then you're safe either way with the throw.
Adam Frazier with us here on 610 Sports Radio. So we're a week away from opening day. It appears as if this is going to be your eighth straight opening day in the big leagues. When you hear that number, what does that make you think?
That's pretty special. You don't take it for granted at all. You know, growing up, it was obviously the goal of make it to the big leagues and then, you know, have a long career. And, you know, hopefully we can continue to build on that. So, yeah, eight straight, it's pretty special. Yeah, looking forward to that.
You played more than 150 games in three of the past four full seasons. Missed only two games in the pandemic-shortened season of 2020. Is that type of availability a mindset, or is it simply talent and work ethic?
It's a mindset for sure. It's a work ethic for sure. Talent helps, but it's you gotta put the work in to keep your body in a good place to where you're healthy and understanding what works for you and helping that process. You know, I missed a little time early in my career with a few things, so I had to change like how I prepared, what I did in the weight room and all that stuff, because it's a lot easier to play when you roll out every day and your body feels good. You know, been in spots where it doesn't feel good at all, and it's tough to go to the yard and tough to post that day. So yeah, just change that way, the preparation way I went about that. Just try to stay on top of being able to move correctly and the flexibility piece. And yeah, so it's a little bit of everything, but something I take pride in.
Yeah. Michael Wacha's been in the game for a very long time. He's another one of the new additions. He told a story on the show about Adam Wainwright teaching him how to be a pro. Who are those guys that you picked what you liked from of how to work, how to be a pro?
I was pretty fortunate in my early days in Pittsburgh with David Freese, John Jaso, Sean Rodriguez, Josh Harrison, McCutcheon. Those are just some of the names off the top of my head. There was a lot more, but those guys, especially when I was breaking in my first, second year, they were kind of the veteran guys on our team and kind of took me under their wing and showed me things, whether it be watching from afar or talking, you know, face-to-face, life lessons off the field mostly, and then just watching them work day in and day out on the field.
Does it feel like a decade of pro ball?
Starting to. Yeah, I mean, once you say eight straight major league opening days to go with a few years of minor leagues, it's gone by fast, but, you know, time goes by fast. So yeah. Hopefully can add a few more years to it.
No doubt. You've been in the postseason back-to-back years. What aspect or aspects of a postseason team do you think are built in spring?
Doing the little things the right way, it's huge, and we've done that a lot this spring. That's a good sign of things to come. But it's that. It's mainly that. You do the little things the right way. You're paying attention to the details, and that leads to wins. You pitch it well and play defense well. The hitting comes with it. You know, we'll go through the ups and downs, I'm sure, along the year on the offensive side. But if you do the little things right on the other side of the ball, then you got a chance at the end of it.
In my role as a sports talk goof, talking with a lot of diehard Royals fans, the word that, especially when teams aren't going well, fans and media alike use the word accountability. You know, who's being held accountable? How do you hold one another accountable over a course of 162?
Yeah, one thing happens within those 26 guys, the best teams have been a part of, you know, the players hold each other accountable. The coaches are just there and not having to worry about things. So no, it's just a little bit of everything we've covered is you do little things the right way. You watch the older guys work. You ask questions. You show up to the yard expecting to win, and the rest takes care of itself. When everybody's on the same boat, pulling the same direction, then that all takes care of itself. So that's how, pretty, I guess, straightforward answer on how that takes care of itself.
Salvador Perez, the perfect example. As long as I've been here, doesn't matter how tough the night before his loss was, he comes through that door smiling, expecting to win. You two shared an all-star game in 2021. What's it been like getting to know him, your impressions of him, sharing a clubhouse now with him?
Yeah, Salvy's special. You know, pretty much every day he's got the catching group in the weight room working out at 6:30 in the morning and getting their work in. And to be an aging catcher and still being able to get after it like that, the work ethic's there, is something the other guys around the clubhouse see, and it's like, whoa, it kind of takes you back. And that just shows you how to work. It really does. The guys like Sal, he's been around a long time. He understands, to your point, of showing up every day with a smile. It's a hard nine innings every day. The day before, the day after does not matter. So how are you going to win the game today? Hard nine innings, play hard, do the little things right, and we'll worry about the next day.
When does, you can only speak for yourself, when did your realization of guys are watching, especially younger players, yeah, Baltimore, Seattle, this year in Kansas City, when do you become aware that guys are keeping an eye on how you're going about your business?
I'd say it was way before getting to the big leagues, but it's, I don't know, just be a good teammate, lead by example, care for the guy next to you, what's going on in his life, what's going on the field, how do you help him stay level-headed, to where you can keep those valleys from being too low. But even when it's going good, you know, some guys need to be fluffed up a little more than the others, but you got to give them the hard love and, you know, keep everybody level-headed. So as far as them looking at me, I don't know. I just go about my business and be there for them whether they need me or not. So, yeah, it's just kind of how I've always been.
Before the big leagues, we going back to high school?
Yeah.
Is that
forever.
When it? Yeah. Just always.
Yeah. Yeah,
like just a tunnel vision almost?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, just try to win a game. That's it. It's this competitor coming out at me. It's, what can I do to help the team win right now? And then the rest, it kind of takes care of itself. Play the game hard and do what it takes to win.
I've had a lot of people within the organization, and I know you've touched on it a few times, but they've said you identified this clubhouse this offseason or maybe even when you were with Baltimore. What was it that baseball-wise stood out to you?
Just the way they play the game. It's hard. It's fast. It's the base running. You know, last year they gave us a run for our money in Baltimore and in Seattle. We had some wars with Kansas City then, so I think we were up 8 or 10 one game, and they came back and won. I mean, you could see that. It's never been a fun team to play against, you know, even though the losses kind of piled up the last couple of years, but it was always a tough game. So, but yeah, you do the little things right, and then if we keep our arms healthy, we're going to be right there in it. So you can see, you know, Bobby Witt, special player, you know, Salvador Perez, like you said, and then, you know, everybody else to go along with him. So
does Bobby remind you of anybody you've been able to suit up with?
Not really. I mean, he's kind of in his own league. It's Gunnar Henderson last year was special. Julio Rodriguez year before, special. And then he's right there with him. He's probably faster than Gunnar, and Gunnar, I don't know. They're in the same kind of category. So I don't want to compare him to a bunch of people, but you watch him from afar, it's just special.
And for the age of 23, the way that you're talking about, it needs to be about winning, and everything will take care of itself.
Right.
He has. It seems like he has that mindset.
Yeah, no, I believe he does too. It's he's kind of right there. How do I win the game today, and how do I be a good teammate and do the right things? And he's always smiling too. So yeah, he's just a kid having fun.
Just a couple of more questions. Adam Frazier, kind enough to join us here on 610 Sports Radio. You mentioned the past two American League Rookies of the Year with Julio and Gunnar. What's been the biggest change in regards to the talent that you see come into the league over the past decade of pro ball?
I would say the biggest change would be the arms. When I first got in, the fourth and fifth guy are 88, 90, 92, and now it's that fourth and fifth guy is a prospect throwing 97 to 100 with, 92 mile an hour slider. So, which they may not throw their fastball as the most used pitch either. So
right.
That's the biggest thing for me is that's changed is all the arms. There's always been those special players that come in at a young age, Bryce Harper, those kind of guys.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's the arms. It's changing the game in a lot of ways.
Yeah. What do you think of the stable of arms? Looks like you got some stability in the rotation. Mm-hmm. And a bunch of different looks coming out of that bullpen.
Yeah, a lot of experience. That always helps the younger guys to maneuver things. They learn a lot along the way, and usually are a different pitcher by the second half. So, yeah, we're excited about that. We keep them healthy. I think we got a really good chance. A lot of below in our bullpen too. So that's fun, and you always want them on your side. So we're looking forward to it.
Is there any truth to, as a hitter, when you have the Waka, the Lugo, the stability of those veterans, I could see something special tonight every time Brady or Cole Reagans takes the ball. Is there anything to being a pro hitter that makes that drive to the ballpark a little bit easier when you know you got a guy with a track record, with he can implant the thought of, if we can scratch across four, mm-hmm. they're going to make it hold up.
Well, you got a chance. You're driving in, you got a chance to win. So that's the key. At times, I've been on teams where it's, you got some guys that are struggling, which I'm sure at times our guys will be struggling. It's a long season. So, but you can't worry about that. It's how am I going to help win, tonight. So, it's a collective effort. You get excited watching some guys pitch, and, that's the case, too. It's I think Lugo is kind of an artist. Michael Waka is kind of an artist. And you got Cole Reagan's arm speaks for itself. So, yeah, but not get caught up in little things like that. Just worry about how you're going to beat their pitcher that night and how you can contribute.
You knew Lugo and Waka and Riley Singer before you got here. Mm-hmm. Any new face that you've been taken aback by while at second, third, left?
Yeah, Marsh. Marsh's stuff's pretty electric. I'm excited about him. We can keep him in the zone, get ahead of hitters. I know they've been working on that all spring, and it's turned out really good for him because he's been doing that with the kind of stuff he has. If he does that, he's going to be a special arm as well. So he's kind of stood out to me.
Marsh in a competition right now for a final spot in that rotation. Plenty of guys, whether, like I mentioned, second, third, left, young guys that have someone with a track record like you, taking reps right next to him. How much are you seeing competition embraced this spring?
Yeah, it's definitely been embraced, but it's more of a we're on the same team and how do we make each other better? That's the kind of feeling I get. It's been fun. Everybody's, working hard, paying attention to the details of their work on the defensive side and the offensive side. So competition just brings out the best in everyone, and that's how, our team's ultimately going to take a big step forward from that.
It's a week away. City's going to be on fire. See you blue out at Kauffman Stadium. You'll be there on that first baseline. Adam, can't thank you enough. Yep. Very generous with your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Josh.
Yeah, I think you're going to be seeing a lot of Adam Frazier. Wouldn't be shocked if he's hitting the leadoff every now and again for Matt Quatrero. And we'll monitor, keep it locked to 610 Sports Radio all the way until opening day for the latest on Michael Massey. Again, no baseball activities again today for the second baseman. A week away from opening day, you got to, in my opinion, you got to be fair to the young man who had a very up and down, a tumultuous 2023. The talent's there. The knowledge, the desire, the want to, the work ethic, it's all there for Michael Massey. But my biggest question for this team is, can they hit enough to support this revamped pitching staff? And that question stems from what you've heard tonight from MacArthur, from Reagans, from Frazier, from Isbell, all of them. It's no longer baffling. It's no longer surprising. It's just the evolution of a big leaguer. They all need to take those steps and check those boxes. They all deal with failure differently. They all have different volumes in their mind of that voice of doubt. Early on, it's loud, and then you slowly start to tamper it down before you ultimately silence it. I think this Royals offense has a lot of confident bats, but when they put that head on the pillow, that voice is coming through clear. Guys like Massey, Pasquantino, MJ Melendez, Drew Waters, Kyle Isbell. I think when the head hits the pillow, there is some doubt, and that's understandable. Who doesn't have doubt unless you're a psychopath? It's great to have confidence, but you got to have a little bit of doubt. So as it comes to Michael Massey, already with a little bit of doubt in the mind, maybe only in the quiet moments, he hears that doubt. Do you really want to put an ailing back? Do you really want to throw him in the deep end right out of the gate? Now, if he's in a Cactus League game tomorrow or Saturday or in the intra-squad game on Sunday, okay, fine. Yeah, that's plenty of time. He'll be okay. But if we don't see him out there Sunday or Monday in Northwest Arkansas, I think he's got to begin the season on the IL, which would mean a spot opens up for someone like Nick Lofton, and maybe that opening day second base job goes to the gentleman we just heard from, Adam Frazier. If that does happen, the keystone combination on opening day is going to be Frazier at second base and Bobby Witt Jr. at shortstop. We'll hear from he was top 10 for the MVP last year. I'll be shocked if he's not top 10 again this year. We'll hear from Bobby Witt Jr. coming up.
Power your next journey with True North Convenience Stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less.
Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Back at it, final segment of the final edition of Vern's Hot Stove for 2024. Next Thursday, I'll be broadcasting live from Kauffman Stadium opening day. Royals, Twins, Reagans, Lopez, Bobby Witt Jr., Carlos Correa. Let's go. James MacArthur, and actually, I think their closer, Duran, just got banged up, didn't he? Hey, I know I've brought up Salvador Perez to every single guest I've had on the show. I feel it's necessary. And if you've been to Royal Spring Training, especially this year, but honestly, if you've been to Royal Spring Training in the past decade, you understand why the energy that this guy brings. And you're hearing it from Adam Frazier and Kyle Isbell and James MacArthur and Cole Reagans. Everybody that stopped by the show thus far has praised the captain, the great number 13, and understandably so. I mean, you watch this guy during batting practice, not only shagging fly balls, but then he'll come in and get some work in at shortstop. A team-wide drill, working on that safety squeeze. Remember the safety squeeze that Freddie Fermin laid down to win a game last year? Salvi's not going to be asked to lay down a safety squeeze, and yet he's fighting to the front of the line in that drill to lay down an absolutely perfect bunt in the situation. I don't know what more John Sherman, J.J. Piccolo, or Matt Cutrero, Paul Hoover, what more a staff could ask for than having a player like Salvador Perez. Look, I understand he doesn't have the hardware that Patrick Mahomes does or Travis Kelce, but they're cut from the same cloth. The best player being the hardest worker, being the most committed, having the most energy. It's remarkable, and I always consider myself lucky that I've had a front row seat to one of the great catchers of our era. I spoke with Salvador Perez earlier about, do you sense that winning in this clubhouse is being discussed more than it has since Haas and Moose and them left? Is the goal as clear as it's been in years? Here's what Salvi said.
Yeah, 100%, especially the... You know, we're coming from tough last year, you know, it was kind of rough for us. And everybody knows that. It's something that it's hard to hide that, you know. So, yeah, if you don't think that way in spring training, I think we're in the wrong spot or in the wrong thing. Just think about winning, especially when the new guys we have, all the new pitchers we have, you know, all the new guys that we have in here right now, I think we have a lot of chance.
You heard Kyle Isbell tell you, I try to beat Salvi in to the stadium, into camp. And he's always here before me. He's here after me. Adam Frazier sees him. Salvi taking the catchers to hit the gym at 6:30 in the morning every single day. The guy's remarkable. He's been remarkable. And that's actually where our conversation starts. When I sat down with Bobby Witt Jr., I had to start with the great number 13 and just what it's meant to Bobby, having a leader like that, having Salvi in your clubhouse every single day of your professional career.
I think it's just pretty special just seeing from the beginning to now, just he's never changed. He's always that same guy, showing up to the field first, always helping guys. His work that he puts in is the best I've ever seen, and I hope a lot of guys see that, and then being able to be teammates and pretty much brothers with him. And so it's been cool for me to kind of grow with him and just see how he's doing now. Now he's transitioning from catching all the time to first base to other things, and then just seeing him work at that, it's pretty cool.
And he's lifted you up too, whether that's face-to-face or to us in the media, the way that he speaks about you. You've earned it, obviously, with your work ethic. That's got to mean a lot.
Yeah, definitely. Just hearing the things he says about me, it's special, and it makes you want to work harder. And I think that that's a big thing for this team. You're all pulling on the same string. You want to root for the guys. You want to love your teammates. So then they go out there and be like, man, my teammates got my back. All right, I got to go out there and bust my tail for them. And so it's pretty special. If we can create that culture here, just love one another, just treat all equally, and just go out there and have fun.
And I would think with your relationship with your father and what he's taught you about the game, to come into a clubhouse, and I would imagine a lot of what he said you need to do to get here, is what Salvi's doing. That's got to like reinforce everything you've been taught.
Yeah, he's the role model. He's the picture of what a big leaguer is. Pretty much him, Kyle Isbell, Brady Singer. Those are the three guys that were there with me the first opening day. And so Salvi's just been the one that has been there pretty much every day. And it's only been 2 years. And so just being able to grow closer and closer, like, it's so special to be able to have a friend like him, a teammate like him. And guys know when he's talking or when he's doing something, everyone watches, everyone gravitates towards him because he is who he is.
It's wild, the turnover in this sport, just how 2 years ago, just how many different faces are in there. One of those, I was having a conversation with Nick Lofton about when he broke in last year. He said, I got there and I expected a bunch of guys down, going through a rough season. And yet I walk in and we're winning today. We're going to fight today until the last out. When you hear a rookie step into a clubhouse where no one was having a good time losing, but to be one of the leaders, to understand that's how he's viewing you and Salvi's clubhouse last year, what does that mean to you?
I think that's just the culture we're trying to bring. That's what we're trying to build here is just a winning culture. And so when things are going wrong, you got to take the positives from it, but then you also got to learn through the failure. What can we do differently? Talk about it as a team and just figure out, all right, what's the next step? What do we need to do? And then come to spring training now. A lot more veterans that have won in the past. So it's just how do we build those things together? Make the winning culture not only in the clubhouse, but now on the field. And so I think that a lot of guys know their roles and know what they need to do to kind of help the team. It's all we all talk, winning, yeah, this, that. But we got to do it. We got to do something. So now it's time to prepare and do that and work. And so we hear the 2014, 2015 all the time. So we want to kind of make our own name for ourselves.
Yeah. What was it like hearing some of those stories? I saw James Shields was here earlier in the week. What was he able to pass on to you guys?
Yeah, he's exactly what I've been preaching. Just be around your teammates because those are the guys, you're with them more than your family. So that's your family during the season, during the year. Checking in on them, ask how they're doing. Get to know their family. And so those are the little things I feel like that go a long way with winning teams. Their clubhouse is so tight. They're hanging out. The wives are hanging out. Everyone's hanging out. And so just trying to create that culture here with, if we got to get on someone for not doing what they're supposed to do, get on them. But just know that they care. They love them. That's why you're doing that. I think that's a big thing that he told us. And then I got to go talk to Eric Hosmer about try to become more, not vocal, but go out there and help guys if they need it. And so it's been great just to kind of hear from the Royals alumni. Seeing guys like we had Willie Wilson around, yeah. Amos Otis, just all those guys out here. It's great. I've got George Brett, Mike Sweeney, Reggie Sanders here all the time. And so just trying to pick their brains because they've been on winning teams. They've won World Series because that's our goal. And so that's what we need to kind of figure out. All right, what's the next step? We're getting there. And I think that's getting close.
Speaking of that, we talk about Salvi. I don't know what a bad day looks like for Salvador Perez. And I have no idea what a bad day looks like on Bobby Witt Jr. What does ticked off Bobby Witt Jr. look like?
Yeah, I tried to keep that as limited as possible just because of that negative energy, because I feel like you can sometimes trick your mind in ways where, look where I'm at in life. I'm playing in the big leagues at 23 years old, living up my dream. So I know there's gratitude. There's always wins. You're always going to have a win in the day. So leave the stadium, turn back into Bobby, go to sleep, wake up, new day, flip the page, get in the car, still Bobby, get to the stadium. Now I'm Junior. Now I go out, do my thing. And so just trying to focus on my preparation, my routine, and just staying within that.
It's Bobby Witt Jr. joining us here on 610 Sports Radio. Last time you were on the show, it's a few years ago, it's before you made your big league debut. We were talking about your competitiveness. You told me a story about elementary school dodgeball, teacher making you throw it with your left hand. You also talked about leadership, and you could tell you weren't afraid to be a leader whenever that day did come.
Yeah, no, I how I was raised and just how I feel like just who I am. I just want to lead by more example, getting better with talking with guys, but also keep doing what I'm doing because everything that I've kind of lived up to has been on paper. So I got to go out there and really play the game that I knew growing up that I loved, play it the right way. And then so if others want to do it, they can follow the way I do it.
And I know you're in it right now. So maybe this happens in the off season. Maybe it's with a push from a family member, but what makes you proudest?
Yeah, I think it just kind of comes from just trying to make my family proud. Whenever I see a smile on their face, that's whenever it kind of makes me feel the best. Whenever I see my mom or my dad or Maggie or Honey, my sisters, whenever they're happy for what I'm doing, not the things I'm doing on the field, not the accolades I'm getting, but the man I am. I got this platform and I want to use it to the best of my ability because people remember your stats and stuff. They got to look on a baseball card, but they'll remember you a lot longer for what type of person you are.
So as someone that grew up loving the game and grew up loving Derek Jeter and Dustin Pedroia and had posters on your wall, what does it mean when you're walking off the field and you hear those kids screaming your name.
That's why we do it. We do it for those fans. We do it for the people. And so it's so special just to be able to give back. I remember back 10 years ago, that was me, kind of that full circle of life moment. I'm collecting my own baseball card. Right. Kids are collecting my baseball card. And you're like, all right, this is really cool.
So, have you had a run-in with Jeter, with Pedroia, since you've broken?
Yeah, I still haven't met Derek Jeter, but this Pedroia got kind of close with him for a little bit, and then he texted me after the contract and everything. So it's just really special just to get those text messages, because I'm like, man, who would have thought whenever I was 10, 12 years old that I would have these guys' phone numbers, or just better yet, just be able to kind of communicate with them. So it's pretty cool just to be where I'm at today.
So we were talking earlier about all those Royals Hall of Famers, and I saw you shaking their hands and talking with them. What does it mean to you? And I understand we got a long way to go in your career, but to be a part of that lineage.
I got to do a lot more to be able to be put next to those guys, but definitely it's very special just to be around them and knowing that I'm going to be here for a while. And that's part reason why I signed the contract, is just because of the Royals organization as a whole and just what they do, not only for you, but your family or whatever it is. And so it's just super special just to see the guys coming back, the people that are here, and it's a family.
Speaking of, I sat down with James MacArthur, sat down with Cole Reagans, and the conversations, really the theme of the show, turns into the power of your partner. How much Cole's wife picked him up when he was going through his 3-year run of injury, how much James MacArthur's wife picked him up when he was uncertain of his big league future. I'm celebrating 5 years of marriage coming up this fall. Made me a much, much better person. I'm wondering, in what ways has your fiance shaped the man that's here today?
Yeah, she's been there from the beginning. Maggie, yes. So she was a softball shortstop, so I was a shortstop in high school. So once we met, it was kind of one of those things where it's like, all right, this is meant to be. And so it's pretty special just having her, because she understands the game and she knows whenever to give me time. She knows whenever, like, hey, you're doing all right. She knows. And so it's been just great being able to have her. She traveled around a little bit last year, and she's that piece that you need to have. Her being there for me after every game with the smile, and just knows how hard it is, not only for me, but just for her too, because she's in the grind too. So it's just really special to have that rock, that support system from her as well.
Yeah, I don't deal nearly with the type of failure that baseball presents, but you can, even in my job, I can get in my own head, and my wife's the perfect balance. Baseball, you can be up here, you can be down here. You do a pretty good job of staying even keel, but when it does waver one way or the other, she normally brings you back down to earth.
No doubt. She's there for me. She's hard on me too, which is the best. Not only is my family, but she is too. She knows whenever I can be better, whatever ways, and she knows whenever I need to calm down a little bit. So it's just great just to have her.
Is she a competitor like you? Does she have that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No doubt. We're playing board games. We're playing games to see who takes out the trash, whatever, every night. So, yeah, we're competing in the household no matter what.
Mm-hmm. When you hear opening day, what comes to mind?
It's a special day in my heart just because I made my debut on opening day. And as a kid, that was just seeing the American flag spread out across the field at Rangers Ballpark in Arlington and just going there, leaving school early, whatever it is, just to smell the field. Baseball is back. Sounds cliche, but it's beautiful. It's amazing.
As a Texas kid, props for not mentioning how cold it normally is on opening day, especially your debut. I don't know if I've been a part of a colder baseball game. That was something else. Anything from that opening day, that freezing cold opening day, you got the game-winning knock, any snapshot come back to you when you think of it? Is there a specific moment?
First, just kind of getting introduced, and then my first at-bat getting the standing ovation. I soaked it in, but just I wish I would have slowed it down, because at that point, you're like speeding up. You got to take it all in. You got to enjoy those moments because they happen once. So it was incredible just being able to get this standing ovation from the crowd and hearing how dedicated those fans are. That's why we want to get back to what winning baseball, because you see what's happening across the street and we want to do it. It's our time. It's our turn. And so it's really the goal.
No doubt, man. Well, you know how excited they are. You got the pitching staff now to support you guys. You don't have to feel like, oh, we got to push 7 across to have a chance. You got a squad behind you. Bobby, I can't thank you enough for your time. Very generous with it today.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
There you go. That's Bobby Witt Jr., Royals two-hitter, Royals shortstop, face of the franchise for the next decade plus. And as he's talking there, I'm thinking, how many big-time sea of blue, pro-Royal, Kauffman Stadium crowds has Bobby seen? Like, has Cole Reagan's, right? Cole Reagan's going to take the hill next Thursday for the opener. Cole Reagan's has never pitched in front of a Kauffman Stadium crowd like that. Bobby Witt Jr.'s never played in a game with the type of expectations, team expectations, that he will next Thursday. I understand it's only his third year of big league baseball, and yes, there was a lot of individual pressure on him in that debut when he somehow delivered with that RBI knock. But you start going up and down this roster and start talking about the core guys, Pasquantino and Massey and Garcia and Bobby and MJ and Kyle Isbell. None of them have played in front of a crowd like we're going to see next Thursday with the type of expectations that you and I have for them starting next Thursday. So I understand it's been a long, laborious 7 years for Royals fans. I mean, 2018 and 19 and, you know, 2020 was so goofed. You know, 2021, you got a little flirtation with winning in April. 2022, 2023, dumpster fire. The last time you went to the ballpark expecting your team to win on a consistent basis was the beginning of 2017, and that squad didn't handle their business early enough or didn't have the bullpen early enough to make that last into the fall. Made some moves at the deadline, but it wasn't enough to give you an exciting August or an exciting September. It's my opinion that this team has the pitching to give you an exciting August and September. Has the bullpen. Well, a bullpen's only as good as the rotation. So again, has the stability in the rotation to give you quality baseball in the summer months. But the question is, can the offense tread water? Can they survive in the deep end for those first 6 weeks of this season? I mean, you open up with the same team that carved you up, and in my opinion, well, at least the way that I felt, demoralized you right out of the gate. Sonny Gray, Pablo Lopez, Joe Ryan just carved you up. Now, you're not going to see Sonny Gray, but you are going to see Pablo Lopez. You're likely going to see Joe Ryan in that first series at Kauffman Stadium. So the question is, can you scratch across enough runs to reward what this organization has presented you? The pitching staff, I'm talking rotation, talking bullpen, they've, in my opinion, they've done what Bobby and second half of last season, MJ Melendez, first half, Vinny Pasquantino, what we saw from Freddie Fermin, what we saw throughout the season from Michael Garcia. Those guys deserved some reinforcements, deserved the type of aggressiveness that we've seen throughout the past 5 months. From Michael Wacha to Seth Lugo, to a revamped bullpen, to taking care of Bobby Witt Jr. for the next decade. Giving the ball to the best on the staff, giving it to Cole Reagans in the opener, not being afraid of, oh, maybe the bright lights are going to be too much for him. We don't want to put that much pressure on him in his first full season in Kansas City. The aggressiveness of saying, Jordan Lyles, I understand we're paying you all that money, but Alec Marsh won this job. Alec, you're our number five starter. The front office, ownership, and this coaching staff, they've done everything that those hitters that passed the evaluation season. I mean, you can even throw Kyle Isbell in there with his defense in center field. Those guys passed, in my opinion, the evaluation season of 2023. The rest, well, the rest are playing elsewhere. They're in Chicago or in Chicago. The rest of them were teetering. Teetering on becoming the new Merrifield and Dozier and Mondesi, and here we go again, more losing in Kansas City. So now it's on them. We've given you the reinforcements. We're throwing you in the deep end. You got 6 weeks. Do what it takes to survive. I want to thank Adam Frazier and Bobby Witt Jr. and Salvador Perez, Cole Reagans, James MacArthur, and Kyle Isbell. But most of all, Nathan Williams for the help back at the studio. I appreciate you listening. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 8:30 on Fesco in the Morning, and then I'll talk to you live from Kauffman Stadium. Opening day 2024. It's just a week away. Goodbye, Arizona. Kansas City, here I come. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Power your next journey with True North Convenience Stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 Hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 Sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.